Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you buying
cash,
or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney,
sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale. Get 60% off and a free entry door with a house of windows. Plus, pay nothing till 2027. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Total Request Thursday.
Bob Haney,
Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw's on the other side of the glass. Orioles Tigers tonight, 6:35. Rubber game of the three-game set. Birds clobber them last night, 10-1. Keegan Aiken in place of Dean Kramer, at least to start the game. Tyler O'Neill, got news there with him. I don't know if it's good or bad. It's kind of Tyler O'Neill-ish news. So stay tuned to hear what it is. But let's count some dough. By yourself when we get to the sports stuff.
Yeah, the market's pretty flat today, Bob. The Dow's up 1. The S&P's up 14. NASDAQ is up 43. DraftKings is down 21 cents. Under Armour is down 13 cents to 643.
Well, you know we got to start with the Orioles here. Their offense exploded last night. Still be an uphill battle when they face Tarek Skubal this evening. Now, to start, let's get it out of the way. He's left-handed. We know the O's struggles against lefties. It's very well documented at this point. Not just the lefty, though. By the way, he's the reigning Cy Young winner, so even more tough. Last time these two teams met in late April, he blanked the Orioles across six innings. 11 strikeouts to go along with it in what ended up being a 7-0 Tigers win. Buy or sell, Bob, Skubal is destined for another double-digit strikeout performance. Something that's happened 4 times for him this season.
Yeah, and the Orioles tend to K a lot when they get up there all aggressive at the plate. And without those robot umpires, who knows what they're going to be calling behind the dish. I will buy that. And I also buy that he won't walk anybody either, if you want to throw that as a parlay.
Bob, in baseball, too, does, like, if you're the superstar pitcher with the umps, you kind of get the calls, I'm guessing.
You get the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. I mean, just like the hitters do. Yeah. I mean, if it's outside the plate, they're not ringing up Rod Carew. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Over to the NFL, 6 teams have not made the playoffs in at least the last 4 years. Some of them much longer than that. But with this group in mind, NFL.com's Jeremy Bergman has ranked them on how likely it is for that drought to be broken. We're working up here from 6 all the way up to 1. So least likely, the Saints. No surprise. Bears at 5. Panthers 4. Jets 3. We can hold off on that for a second. Colts at 2. And Falcons at 1. Now, I don't know about the Jets, the placement there ahead of a team like the Bears, but Panthers at least play in a weaker division. Atlanta right along with them. Their drought, Atlanta that is, goes back to 2017. They have come close a few times since. Vinny, are you buying or selling that they have the best shot of this group to make the playoffs this year?
With rookie quarterback starting, that's what's going to be interesting there. They got a whole new defensive staff there. I kind of think it's the Bears. The only thing is the Bears are in a division that's really hard. That's the thing there. But I think the Bears have better talent, you know. And who knows? Michael Penix may be great. If Michael Penix is great, they got a chance, you know. And Caleb Williams has got to step it up for the Bears. But they've got better defensive players than Atlanta does.
Over to baseball here again. I'm trying to imagine a world where the MLB schedule gets as much hype and buildup as the NFL schedule release. It'll never happen. It's simply too long. And the concept of fitting, you know, 30 team schedules into 162 games, trying to work all of that out logistics, in my mind, that's something that could only be done with the assistance of computers. But for the longest time, the schedule every year was done by a husband and wife duo, Henry and Holly Stevenson. They stopped doing that in 2004. So it's mind-boggling. Two people handled the entire schedule for years.
For how long?
I think it started in the 80s, they said. Oh. 80s to 04. Gosh. I don't know why it stopped.
You want to whine about a road trip from 2002? There are the people.
But in recent years, the MLB schedule, even with computers making it, it's had more oddities. For example, earlier this year, the Orioles faced the Twins twice in the span of a week. Or Dodgers and Giants, two division rivals, they'll meet for the first time this year in mid-June. Cubs and Cardinals, also rivals, they'll have to wait until the end of this month for their first series of the season. Overall, things feel imbalanced or unbalanced here. Bob, are you buying or selling that the MLB schedule is worse now than it used to be? We're in a complaining mood today.
Yeah, no, I'm going to sell it then, because I'm not in a complaining mood yet. I'm going to sell that. I mean, it's 30 teams. Everybody's got their interleague play that they wanted. Now you got it. You'd like to see division games towards the end of the season. For instance, the Orioles close with the Yankees. I don't know if there's going to be any significance there in regards to the East. Maybe for the Orioles' wild card hopes. Who really knows? Nah, I'm selling that.
Go over to the NFL again. Aaron Rodgers finally arrived in Pittsburgh, but after some lackluster seasons with the Jets, a lot of people are skeptical about what he'll actually provide. Last year, his stats, 3,800 yards, 28 touchdowns, 11 picks, kind of passes the smell test. That's not terrible at all, but not up to his previous levels. And to be fair to him, really wasn't protected at all. Sacked 40 times in 2024, the most he's had in a season since 2018. Buy or sell, Vinny, the Steelers' O-line will be able to keep Rodgers upright, 30 sacks or less.
I'm going to buy it. And the other thing that's going to keep him up, too, is the run game with play-action pass. I think they'll have, you know, because the O-line's better and they want to run the football and stuff, I think the run game will help them out a lot. So I think Rodgers is going to help them. I think it gives them a little bit of credibility, you know, to their offense. And I think they're going to be better. I think they get 10 wins.
Now, before we hit the break here, I teased it a little bit earlier. Got two tickets here. Keith Urban is the artist we're giving away tickets to see today. He's going to be at Merriweather Post Pavilion on June 19th, coming up here soon. If you are caller number 8 at 410-583-1057, you will be today's lucky winner. I think all the shows today are giving away Keith Urban tickets, so get in while you can.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Does he wear a cowboy hat?
I'm going to say that's a strong yes.
Okay. Get in, win those tickets. We'll come back. Creed Willems, he's from Texas. Maybe he's worn a cowboy hat. Right now, he's wearing a baseball helmet in the Orioles organization and is kind of coming up the ranks there as a Birds prospect. We'll talk to him. Get back to your phone calls at 410-583-1057. John Harbaugh met with the media yesterday. Matter of fact, he's been on Good Morning Football today.
Yep.
We'll hear from him. NFL lunch style, American League East report. Talk about what happened in the division last night. Previews today's games. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. We'll talk about what's going on with his world, including the NBA Finals. The Knicks can't find a coach either. Billy Donovan, apparently, the next one to say no, thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.